Welcome back, fellow isolationers slash quarantiners, whichever you prefer. Before we even get into this episode, we've got some pretty big news, and that is that now you can listen to our podcast on two different apps that we know everybody has on their phone because everyone has an iPhone and Apple Podcasts is mandatory. So you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if that doesn't tickle your fancy, as they say, you can find us on Instagram, Buzzsprout, Castro, Castbox, or Overcast. So we're everywhere. No excuse anymore. Let's start listening. So today we will be bringing the band back together. And that means that I've got all the way from Tampa, Florida, Mr. Ben Noel.
Hey! Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'd like to thank my mom.
Who's no longer
listening.
Who doesn't
watch anymore.
Yikes. Yeah, and then also with us today, we've got from all the way in St. James, Barbados. It's just Morgan. What's up, boys? How are you guys doing?
I'm all right. What about you guys?
Good, good. All right. So just to start, we were going to mention it later on, but we're adhering to our social distancing protocols and we are doing this online, just in case you are wondering. So as you guys can probably see from the title, we'll be talking today on the current global pandemics sweeping the world. And yes, I did say pandemics, plural. So stay tuned, because we have quite a few things to get through this episode. First, Morgan will be guiding us through this health crisis we're currently having at the moment and what we've been doing to attempt to combat that. Then we will stop to discuss the results of last week's poll to determine the name of the podcast that was missing quite a few things, as you could see from
finally.
Last episode. Yeah, finally.
We have a name.
Episode 3, we're named. Then we're going to close out the show with the next pandemic that we're going to be discussing and our sponsor. So Morgan, take us away.
So I really don't want to go on too long about the ongoing medical crisis, because I think we all know what's going on and there's nothing more that I can really add that you don't know already. I just wanted to go over some important information that we should already know, such as the symptoms. These may vary based on the individual, but are generally fever, coughing, and shortness of breath. Prevention, I think we all know you need to avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, and try to practice washing your hands pretty consistently for at least 20 seconds. Try and say your ABCs. Ben doesn't know them, so that's why I said 20 seconds.
All right. Stay away.
The most important of all, I think, is us practicing our social distancing, right? So let's try and take the quarantine regulations seriously. Stop going by your neighbors, because that's really not what you're supposed to be doing. I think The best thing that I heard from somebody was act as if you have the virus, and that way you're going to take it really seriously, you know? And we can begin to limit the infection rates and give our medical system a fighting chance. As Matt touched on earlier, normally we would do our podcast at Noel Experience headquarters, but we're doing it online now, so the quality may be a little less than normal, but bear with us. The last thing I want to talk about is try to think of the knock-on effects of all your actions, right? So for example, you're supposed to be washing your hands for 20 seconds. Try to turn off the water when you're scrub-a-dub-dubbing. Water is a limited resource on our island, and we need to think about those type of things. Anyway, I've done my community service, and the serious part of this podcast is over. Let's get on to the fun section and the main reason you're here. We'll start by discussing our current quarantine situations in interview form. Ben, so great to have you on our podcast
today. Thank you so much.
What did you and your family do to prepare? And by your family, I mean your roommate and his constant need of bringing in dirty dogs to your apartment.
All right, listen, I banned the dogs, right? I told them no more. You stuck to it.
That's not going to go over well with some of our followers, by the way.
Listen, I'm not a fan of dogs in the apartment. I don't know.
Dogs are great, but you can't have them in an apartment room. It sucks. But yeah,
technically my family is at home. So Matt, you can definitely share your perspective. But I've just done the normal stuff. We're working from home here. You know, I've been gone out, got a lot of groceries, you know, for about 2 weeks. And I've just been indoors. I haven't really gone out at all, which is good. You know, just doing your part is the best thing, really.
So your normal everyday life. Did you stock up on toilet paper so that other people can't have?
I didn't. I think I bought a 64-pack when I moved in, and I think I'm down to like 26 or so. So we're still going strong, you know?
You have 20 cents to last you a month. I lived with you for a while, but I know that's not going to work.
Oh, boy. For me, I'm fortunate to live at home. So mum's really leading the way on that. And she's got our house covered. And she was organized from early on. So props to her on that one. Mm-hmm. Better be safe than sorry is her motto, which is a good one.
True. Well, Auntie Jo was taking it really serious from like the time it was in Wuhan.
Right, okay.
What's next up? Matt, don't cut me off. I'm the interviewer. Don't tell me when to ask questions. Ben, what have you been doing to keep yourself social, entertained, and productive?
Oh, you know.
Let's start with the social part.
Socially, I've been speaking on FaceTime and just general phone calls. I actually find as of the whole pandemic, I am on the phone probably half, maybe three quarters of the day, whether it's just like on the phone to someone very comfortable and you just don't talk to them for 5 minutes, but they're just on the phone, or like work is calling whoever. You're always attempting to be social just because you're so like secluded.
Yeah.
But I guess you have a unique perspective too, being by yourself. Tampa, that must be fortunate.
I was just going
to
say that.
But let's go back to when Morgan just said, you don't call him. That's you breezed over that, like that meme of Kevin Hart.
Because he's guilty.
So since when do we go back to the weak spots, you know? Just let it play, huh?
Welcome to the podcast, sir.
Morgan and I had a nice little convo last week. We're probably that.
If I go through my WhatsApp message, right, it's just me messaging Ben replying, me replying, and Ben forgetting to reply.
Oh,
and it's
no.
Not like
we can go on for years on that one, but let's not make this a 40-minute episode.
Let's not open that bag of worms. What about you, Matt? What have you been doing to keep social?
To keep social, a bit like what Ben said, WhatsApp call mostly to Ben. I don't really have anyone else to call.
What the hell?
It seems like you're just out of it.
This is what I'm talking about.
As you said last episode or one before, I do be vibing alone.
Oh, he do be vibing alone.
Other than that, I play some games, and obviously we're trying to get this podcast organized, so that takes up some social time too. The other two. Entertain.
I was going to talk about what I was doing to keep social.
Okay,
but
we'll go through.
The interviewer never gives their opinion on a movie. They merely just ask the questions to
the
people that are
supposed to remain unbiased.
I'm a multifunctioning member of this podcast. So what else are you doing to keep productive? I see a lot of people are talking about, if you don't come out of this quarantine with a new skill or do, you've wasted your time, right? Are y'all doing anything like that?
Well, funny you mentioned that. I continued, because I did start a while ago, reading. We bought a book when last time I was in Tampa called Side Hustle. So I've started to read that again. So hopefully I will come out with a skill. But if nothing else, we've come out with a few more podcast episodes for people to listen to.
What about you, Ben? Anything productive? Or
As Matt said, reading a book, etc. I find that sometimes it's best to hear what someone says about a book, let them summarize it, and then, you know, you don't really have to read it, but that doesn't always work.
Can somebody ask me some questions? I'm feeling left out.
All right, Morgan, what do you do to keep entertained / active?
I don't know.
You do be vibing alone.
I do be vibing alone. I try to call y'all. Y'all don't really answer. James and I were supposed to FaceTime today. He didn't answer. I've been trying to keep productive by reading, as you said, guys said, the books. I'm currently reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, or Highly Successful. You can tell.
Ooh, I've read that.
Oh, you have?
A good one.
Yeah. It's going pretty good so far. But
I have a question now. Matt, didn't we put out an Instagram poll saying, you know, we're going to choose a name for the podcast? What was the result of that?
We did, actually, and that was going on to our next portion of this thing.
You're jumping,
which I will interject before we go through there, that I'm staying active, and yesterday I ran a 3K in my yard, 217 laps between the front door and the front gate. And all I felt after that was not tired, my legs didn't hurt, I was just dizzy, which could be a sign of motion sickness, which we all know I'm a chronic user of, but anyway. So that's a bit of a laugh. But yeah, we set up an Instagram poll to try and name our podcast, as you all know. And as we alluded to in the beginning, we're now 3 episodes in and we're now finally getting to our name. But progress is slow, but at least there's progress. So pulling up the Instagram now. And we also have one, to reveal the name, and two, to shout out 5 random people who we've selected before we came on, because it might take a while. And we can do that now. So in 4th place was option D, which is an idiot-proof life or a different example. And 2 people sent in the different example. One of them, Jesse Kells, he did a SpongeBob meme, which is like capital letters, like uncommon. There's no L in podcast. So that was pretty funny, but unfortunately wasn't chosen. And then we got Christian Edjo, who sent in 2 legends and Luke Humphrey podcast. Miss you, Luke. You're back off the bench for the next one.
It's not usually bench, don't worry.
Oof. So then the 3rd one up is We Take No L's. So that was a pretty good one. That's one I liked, actually, but I was outvoted. In 2nd place was There's No L in Podcast, spelled N-O space L. And then the winner and our official name for this podcast is There's No L in Podcast, spelled with our last name.
Ben, play the clapping.
Woo, yeah. Come on, Ben, you're off the ball on that one.
I'm coming. Hang on.
Somebody get Luke back on this podcast.
I don't know. We give you one chance and you goofed it. So although there's no Ellen podcast. Thing. That is the name of our new podcast.
Hey!
Better late than never, as they say. So now we got the 5 people that we've gone through and randomly selected. It'll be key to note that 30 people voted. So thank you for everyone who voted. We'll keep putting up polls, and there's different ways to get mentioned in the podcast if that's something you're interested in. So just keep that up. So the 5 shout outs we got are Christina _ Miller, Mia Crony, Dominique Elizabeth Harris, 246 Bajan Lee, and Sam.Gill20. And those are your 5 shout outs for this week. Don't forget to stay tuned to the end when you hear the Kathy T shout out for the secret word last week. But that's
just
it.
Just want to jump in and say thanks to all these 5 people for voting. We appreciate that. It goes a long way. It actually helped us name the podcast. So,
which is very important.
Yeah, we kind of need a name.
It's true. So to go on to our next section of the podcast, the 2nd pandemic that is not as deadly, but is very real, and it runs rampant throughout us nowadays.
Culture.
It is the TikToks, and oh man, it's gone off the rails. I could also throw in there the Instagram challenges. I know that everyone's bored, but geez, guys, someone challenged me to 10 push-ups the other day, which is outrageous. And you know, that's your boys skip that one. 9? That's 10 more than I can do, brother. And I see some other ones flying around, like shave your head, which... Morgan.
Gonna do that. I'm gonna test, gonna tag y'all, so be prepared.
Comment below or share the podcast or DM us if you want to see that live on Instagram. That'll be pretty funny. But yeah, so I just made a list of some of the really what I would consider ridiculous trends that are going down. First, the TikTok. I see people going around and they like set up the TikTok to kiss their crush or best friend or something out of the blue. So I just here wondering if we're like 6 now and we just, I don't know, anything for content.
I saw those. And it has like the background with like, people fall in love. What, is this a Disney movie? Like, what's going on here?
Sure. But I've yet to see one where it don't work out. So I know those people doing it, right? And it don't work out. I ain't posting that anymore.
Yeah, but the person that does post one, then, ooh, they get enough followers. Yeah, huh?
Lucky for them.
Maybe you should try that, Matt.
Yeah, because as we keep saying, I do be vibing.
Imagine your crush liking you back. Well,
must be nice.
Must be nice.
All right, what's some of the other ones you got? Ben, you got any?
Yeah, I saw one the other day where there's this guy who's setting up in his room and he has a little putting green and his little golf ball and he was getting ready to putt the ball into the hole and his like girlfriend comes in and says, hey, you know, whatever his name is, this is James. And James, if you putt this, you know, we're going to get married. And the man just swung it straight into the corner of the room. Completely missed everything.
Smart guy.
Sounds like Morgan's kind of guy.
Yeah, he sounds like he's driving alone after that.
That's pretty funny, to be fair. I saw another one as well where there's another trend now that girls are stripping down and walking in on like their boyfriends playing games or something. I don't know what they're trying to do, distract them, I don't know. But one of them, the man was live streaming on Twitch and his girlfriend walking, no clothes on, woo! And he's like, oh shit, he had to like close down the stream and everything.
Which just that would have got flagged.
That could have been a disaster, man.
Yeah, but the biggest problem there is he gets flagged.
Yeah. Oh man. So that's a bit of a disaster. Yeah.
I had a work call and one of the guys, he was like speaking like, you know, we are to each other, and his wife walks behind with a towel around and everyone's like, whoa. I've never had that happen before to me. But
let's
really...
you heard that, Ben, out there going, whoa, the girl's
walking by. Savage.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Anyway, let's move off of that point before Ben gets into trouble.
What do you mean? After this, he do be vibing alone too.
Join the club, huh?
So the last thing, I guess, on these challenges is I'm just thankful that we haven't resorted back to eating Tide Pods or doing net nominations with crazy, stupid shots of, I don't know, egg and hot sauce and all this shit. So I guess... You take what you can get sometimes.
The world has come a long way. Yes.
True. I guess there are silver linings. But you know what's another silver lining?
What's that?
I will do any TikTok challenge to anybody who shares a post from Noel Experiences Instagram. So if you share one of the previews that we send out or a story and you send me which TikTok challenge you want me to do, I'll do it.
That's a good one.
People, listen. Imagine Morgan walking out to nobody and dropping his towel. That'd be epic. Come on, people.
Sure and share that to your story and tag us so we'll know it's you, and we'll see what we can organize. I'm down to get involved with that too.
I like that.
If
like
it needs
that.
To be.
So Matt will do it as well, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Doesn't sound very convincing, but all right.
Thanks for the enthusiasm. Perfect.
And if this goes well and this podcast gets, I'm going to up the ante here, gets over 300 listens, we will open our own TikTok account, which is something that I don't want to do. But
yeah,
if the people want it, the people want it. I guess we now need to get to our final part of the podcast, which it's a special day because even though through all the jokes from ourselves, from our listeners, we're happy to announce that today our sponsor is not We Need a Sponsor. It is actually...
Claro Glacial.
Ben, you're slacking.
Ben, come on. Claro Glacial is a refreshing splash lotion which was born right here in the Caribbean and provides a cooling sensation when applied to your body, while also providing relief for ailments such as headaches, fevers, congestions, mosquito bites, and sore muscles. Now, in addition to all of this, Claro Glacial also has a high alcohol content of 74%, which makes it a useful alternative to regular hand sanitizers, which are darn near impossible to find nowadays. You can find Claro Glacial at all leading supermarkets and pharmacies island-wide, as well as Armstrong agencies in Lower Estates, St. George.
So shout
thanks
out
a lot to
them.
Our sponsor list episode. How good is that? We've come a long way. If you're interested in sponsoring a future episode like this, send me, Matt, maybe Ben, not really, a message, or email us at
thenoelexperience@gmail.com. There you go. gmail.com. Way better than ever times two.
Yeah, okay.
So before we get to the very end, we need to give a special shout out to Dane Armstrong, who sent in our first and only secret word so far. Last week, we asked you guys to send in the secret word Kathy T on Instagram. If you haven't listened to that podcast or the first one, you better go back and listen to that as well. We just want to say thanks to Dano. He's the first one and hopefully first one of many. If you want to send in for a shout out in next episode, send in a secret word to any of us on Instagram or to the Noel Experience page. The word is pandemic. And spelling does not matter. after all that, sorry to say, guys, but it's time to leave you. Don't worry, though. We're all looking to ramp up production and release some extra episodes for you guys' quarantine needs. So hopefully we can do that. Ben, where can they find you?
In Tampa, Florida. you thought... not really. Ben R. Noel on Instagram. Thank you.
And Morgan, where can they find you?
Morgan_AER.
And you can find us at The Noel Experience on Instagram. There's Noel in Podcast, which is our official name, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as the few I mentioned earlier. And you can find us also on YouTube at Noel Experience. We did some videos back in the day, so you can check those out if you're interested. And you can find myself at MatthewN11 on Instagram.
Wait, so am I popular now that I'm on a podcast?
Oh, Ben. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll chat you next time. Peace.